This is Haunted America Radio with your host, Al Shepard Sr. and Al Shepard Jr. on 1370 AM WBTN. To discuss tonight's topics, please give us a call at 802-442-1010. That's 802-442-1010. And now, Haunted America Radio with Al and Al.
And welcome, everyone, to this week's edition of Haunted America Radio. Getting a little bit of a late start here. I assume the Red Sox game would still be going on until about 7:30, but you know what they say about assuming.
Yeah, right.
So I guess we'll have to pay a little closer attention. We had to hurry up and get here.
Especially since the Red Sox usually lose, so I'm sure they probably the only enjoyment they get is to bore people, so they usually make it last a really long time.
You really don't want fans around here, do you?
No. They love playing long games.
I was reading somewhere, the Red Sox and the Yankees hold the record for having the longest games in baseball.
Really?
Yep.
I believe it. They're the biggest
they're average,
rivals.
They just drag it out.
Yeah. I mean, they're both good teams. I like them both.
But
honestly, if I had to say, I don't know. Because of the good games they play, I think both of them, Red Sox are my second favorite. Yankees are my best. I like the Yankees. But
that's usually the way it goes around here. You're either a Yankees fan or a Red Sox fan.
Yeah.
You get the occasional.
But most people either like one and hate the other. Or,
oh yeah,
I like them both. They're all right.
You gotta respect them both for what they've been able to
accomplish. I go both ways, I guess.
That's like they were here arguing when George Steinbrenner died about the evil empire and all this other stuff. And I said, you got to give the guy credit for what he did.
Oh yeah,
he
was a genius.
And I think if anything else, it's more envy.
Everyone wishes he got Roger Clemens to leave the Red Sox and come.
Everyone wishes
he got Jay Damon there.
Everyone wishes they had an owner like him on their team.
I'm sure.
Anyways, tonight's guest is going to be psychic medium Gemini Rose, but she won't be calling in till about 8 o'clock because we wanted to give her time, get the Red Sox out of the way and everything. We didn't know it was going to end so quick. But probably I would have known that if I watched sports once in a while. But
yeah.
I don't. I've been busy working on the country show all weekend long like I normally do, getting that ready for
I should have my girlfriend's
Sunday
grandmother.
Morning.
She can give me a courtesy call whenever the game's getting over with early because that's all she does is watch Red Sox. So if I get a call from her, then I can call you and say, hey, listen to the radio. It's just music.
Right. Supposed to be listening to the radio anyway, but I can't do it 24/7.
Yeah.
Let's see. What do we
can't live with a headset on.
We got a half an hour to kill here. What do we want to talk about?
I don't know.
What's your impression of psychic/mediums in general?
I don't know. I used to think it was a bunch of crap when I was younger, 12, 13, used to hear stories and see movies and think that it's bullcrap, but actually Chris Angel, he's on TV, but he's starting to make me a believer.
Mm-hmm.
But even before that, just little things like the last over this weekend, anything I thought of, anyone I thought of, I'd end up seeing them. I was thinking of someone I hadn't seen in 8 years, and all of a sudden I see him an hour later. Literally.
That's weird.
Yeah.
A little bit of precognition or something.
Yeah,
going
and
on
me
there?
And my girlfriend sort of have this thing going on where even if she'll think of, she'll, like Chris Dayton for yesterday, I saw Chris in the morning, and I hadn't seen him in months. And then I go home, and not 5 minutes after I get home, she's like, oh, I wonder why Chris hasn't been around, and just little things like that, make me believe that it exists in all of us. Yep. Just some people know how to really tap into it.
Well, just about every psychic I've talked to says...
Even in my psychology class.
Says that everyone has the ability. You just got to be trained
to
recognize it like anything else. And then a couple of weeks ago, we had someone on the show that
said
no.
No.
Who was that?
I don't know.
Was it Robbie Thomas? It was one of them that said no, not everybody's got it. So
yeah, I don't remember which one, but my psychology, intro to psychology teacher said that the brain's a funny thing, and she said certain parts of the brain are meant for like long-term memory or imagining things,
mm-hmm.
and she said like certain things you do will cause these parts of your brain to grow and, you know, like that, so you can...
Gotta get Paul Rademacher back on here from the Monroe Institute. They've been studying for 50 years out-of-body experiences and things like that.
I'd love to hear about that.
And they've actually come up with a way to trigger them by using CDs.
Wow.
It's called HemiSync. But by sending one particular tone into one ear and another tone in another ear, like 100 hertz over here, 110 over here, it creates a third frequency, which is the difference between the two, which would be 10 hertz. It creates that frequency within your brain. And depending on the frequency, it puts you into a different state of consciousness.
Really?
Because they've got the, what was it, alpha, beta, and delta states or something like that.
Yeah.
And they figured out what frequencies your brain is running on when it's in each one of those states.
Wow.
So by creating this CD, and they embed it in music and sound effects, so you're not just sitting there bored to death, it can actually bring your brain down into a certain state. And they put these people in these chambers, and they put these on them, and they hook them all up to EKG and all this other stuff, MRI, you know, all this stuff, whatever the heck they all are, EEG. And they watch them, and they can actually tell, watching on the screen, when they've left their body and when they come back.
Really?
And they've got it all documented right on
That's crazy. The screen.
And then, you know, the person gets done, and they ask them, you know, some controlled questions.
Yep.
You know, what'd you see? Where'd you go? Blah, 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 blah. And this one guy... It was John Cordham. I also had him on the show as well. He actually went in there, did it, and he was describing how he saw himself leave his body, go right up out of this tube, right up out of the roof of the building. He says, I can tell you what's on the roof. He says, he went over to this mountaintop. He says, I can tell you exactly what's up there that you couldn't see from there, but he could tell you. He'd never been there, but he says, I can tell you exactly what's up there. And
I brought a book. The book is, that's what the whole book's about, is getting back. This guy, he was in a car accident, and when he was in the hospital, he had an experience, and he left and saw his body, and he also said there was a time where he was with some of his, like his mother's sister and people that were dead. He was with them, and they were telling him, you know, it's okay, but it's not your time to go back. You know, you got to go.
Yep.
And he said that was different than just the out-of-body experience. He said that was a total different thing, but it's by Don Miguel Ruiz, The Voice of Knowledge. And his grandfather is whatever, the Toltec. They're like a people down in, you know, like South America and stuff.
Yep.
And what they weren't a religion. They were just a people... Actually, no, they weren't even a race. There were people from different races and stuff, but they got together, kind of like the Freemasons. They get together, and they're just a collection of great minds, you know?
Yep.
Different people of that. But he said that his grandfather taught him all this stuff growing up, and that he meditated and meditated for years and years and years and never had one, and then he had this car accident, and he had it. And he told his grandfather, he said... I have reached enlightenment or whatever they call it, you know, I've been able to do it. That means, so basically he claims to be able to have an out-of-body experience at will whenever he wants, any time now because of his years of practice.
Yep.
So
yeah, I've heard a lot of people.
If
do
you're
that.
Interested, you should check that out because
that's basically what the HemiSync does. Is it's supposed to, bring you into that state so you get to recognize how you feel when you're in that state.
Yeah.
So then you can bring yourself into that state at any time that you want to, either just for deep meditation or pain relief.
Yeah.
Or if you just actually want to go explore or something. You know?
And along with that, the sleep hypnagogia stuff, some of the stuff I've read on that, they say that when you sleep, your soul does leave your body. So your body's left there empty. And that's why demons think that's an opportune time for them to possess your body, because you're not there. So basically, she said that anyone that's suffering sleep hypnagogia is a mini battle between, you know, this demon and your own soul trying to get back into your body.
Like
it makes sense, right? If your body leaves your soul, and that's an out-of-body experience, you leaving your body.
Well,
so if you leave your body for too long and leave it unprotected,
it depends if you believe
someone might jack it.
If you believe the paranormal reasoning of sleep paralysis and stuff, or if you just like the guy
I believe
was
some
on
of
a few
the medical
weeks ago
and some of the paranormal stuff.
I was thinking more during the week about the medical part of it.
I think the medical is actually
because you think. Okay, he said that when you're asleep, you're basically your body paralyzes itself, so you don't hurt yourself when you're dreaming. Like if you're dreaming, you're running. You're not actually running. You don't kill yourself.
You can't defend yourself either, though.
and what happens when the sleep paralysis is you wake up, but your body is still paralyzed. So I got thinking about that, and then I said, okay. So the opposite of that might be what causes sleepwalking. When your body's not being paralyzed like it's supposed to, and you're up walking around while you're dreaming.
Yeah.
So that almost sounds like the opposite, which,
that makes
which
sense.
Made the medical aspect of it sound more sensible to me once I realized that.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to be paralyzed from the time you fall asleep till the second you wake up. No more, no less.
Yeah.
If it's less, then you get sleepwalking.
Yeah.
If it's more, you get sleep paralysis.
Hmm.
So.
That's weird.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Sounds sensible, though.
Yeah, it made sense to me once I sat and thought about it.
But no, I really, we need to get a guest in here that knows about that.
So, yeah, I've been working on it.
Because I really want to sit down for an hour or two and pick the dude's brain. Like, you know, I'd like some answers.
The guy that made the movie The Worst Nightmare, he's been like so booked up he doesn't even answer me.
No.
So
well, there's this guy John Klein. Maybe you can try him. He might take you seriously since you work here more than me. His name's John Klein, and he's a professor down at Yale, and he specializes on sleep disorders. And he wrote this thing, a brief study called The Nightmare Files,
mm-hmm.
and it's on like. Just brief, it's like brief summaries of, I think, five or six different, like the worst ones, you know.
Don't you,
I tried to email him.
Next time you watch that movie, write down some of the names of the people that are in that movie. We'll see if we can get some of them on here.
Okay.
And, see what we can do with that.
All right.
Trying to think of who's coming up here.
Yeah. If anybody out there listening knows, anything about sleep hypnagogia, or some people call it incubus attack, other night terrors, stuff like that. Give us a call down here at the station.
Yep, 442-1010 is the number. If you're out of the area listening on the internet,
802.
It's 866-406-9286. I want to give a shout out to the people over there. Knight Rider Radio, they're probably listening. Tony and the gang
I think you might
there.
Want to say those numbers again. I think I kind of spoke over you.
You did, huh? local, 442-1010, toll-free 866-406-9286. I'm just looking ahead here to see who's coming up as guests. But while I'm doing that, let's play a little something we haven't played in a little while here. The band Blue Pages took a trip to the Hoosick Tunnel and had quite the experience when they were down there. So I had a chance to stick a microphone in front of their face. And this guy, you can tell just by listening to the speed of which he's talking about how excited he was over what he'd seen.
I believe it.
Take a listen.
All right, this is Al. I'm here with a band called the Blue Pages, who, let's see, your name is James?
Yes.
All right, now it was about, what, a month ago or so, came up here and played in Bennington, and after the show you went down to the Hoosick Tunnel, right? So it was about midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning?
We got there at about 1 a.m.
All right, so you got to tell me what happened when you got there.
So we get up there. And the weird thing is, like, because, you know, you drive down a big hill to get to the Hoosick Tunnel.
Yeah.
And the first thing you notice is, like, you see, like, you don't see any foxes anywhere, like, on the road, anywhere around, like, you know, the city or whatever. But then right when you go down the specific hill, there's, like, tons of foxes just running around like crazy. And they're, so you drive down, and there's, like, you walk on, and right when you get down, there's, like, tons of fireflies also everywhere. Right. But you can see this little black, the light shuts off, like, right where, like, in 20 feet past that is where the Hoosick Tunnel is. And you can't even see the thing, and you have to walk down the train tracks. So we get off, and
now you're on the Florida Mass side, right?
Yeah, the Florida Mass. So we stop off to get out there. And first, like, nobody would go with me, so I just started walking by myself, and I was like, screw this, this is so freaky. So I went back there and got my drummer and our merch guy to come with us. So they came with us. And we started walking up, and all of a sudden, because I read a lot of online blogs about it, and, like, it's pretty rare for a train to pass by, you know? And, like, but all of a sudden, like, there's no lights or nothing. You just see a light down in the tunnel. And first of all, I was like, what is that? And finally, you start to hear it, and a train starts coming. So, like, I hadn't even got close to the thing yet, but, like, the train goes by, it passes by, which is pretty weird itself. So we start to walk up there, and it's, like, it's crazy because, like, you know, in a lot of Asian cultures, like, foxes are the way of the spiritual world a lot of the times, you know, they're, like, really mythical creatures, and there's, like, they're running around everywhere, like, they're running by you and stuff, and there's tons of fireflies. So you start to walk up, and right where the, all of a sudden the trees start to cover, and you can't see the sun, the moon anymore, everything stops right there. The light stops, you can't see anything past that.
No fireflies
past that. They're all sitting there, and then they just stop right there where that light is. And you walk past the light, and all of a sudden, just, like, all you hear is, like, the electricity from the tunnel going off.
Yeah.
And so we start walking up there, and we're, like, 10 feet away, and, like, the guys behind me stop, and we're kind of, like, arguing about, like, come on, let's keep going. And we get up there, and, like, and all of a sudden the train starts to, lights start going off again, as if another train's coming. The light's going off, it's blinking, going ding, 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 super loud. The lights are going off everywhere. And we wait. There's no train coming. There's no train in sight. It's still, like, we're sitting there, we wait for, like, a good, like, 15 minutes.
What, 1 o'clock in the morning?
By this time, it's, like, 1:30 a.m. Yeah. We're sitting there waiting for the train, and it's just, nothing comes. Nothing ever comes. So then we're sitting arguing, we're like, all right, screw this, let's turn around. So we turn around to go back, and right when we turn around, we say, all right, we're done with this, we're going back. Exactly right when that happens, the lights, where the lights were going off, the sound stops. Everything stops right when we start walking back, like, in that instance, and there's a guy sitting in the tracks underneath this light. There's one light in the place. It's just down, it's about, I'd say 30 yards down, kind of close to where we parked the car, and there's a guy just standing there staring at us, and we're like, what is going on here? We're kind of freaking out because we're like, I don't know if this is, like, just some guy who has a gun, who has something, like, you know, we're like...
Yeah, because this at that end of the tunnel is kind of out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it's an older man, and he's just sitting there, and it's like between 1:30 and 2 a.m., you know, when this is going on. So it's like, you know, if a man's out here, why is he... And this is, what was it, a Thursday night? It was a Thursday night, so it's like, what is a man doing out here at a Thursday night? And we weren't being, you know, like, loud or anything. We were super quiet, so it's like... And we weren't even... I wasn't even, like, had a flashlight, so nobody could have seen it, you know? I mean, I had one with me, but I wasn't shining it, you know? And, like, and so we're like, what is this man doing out here? And so he's just staring at us, and we're stopped, and we're staring at him. So we start to walk towards him, and as we walk towards him, he's still looking at us, but backing up. He doesn't turn to back up or make any signals. He's just hands down by his side, staring at us, moving backwards.
Oh,
and we're just like, holy crap. And like, so I start to move to the right because I'm trying to get towards the woods in case, like, you know, it's a real person, then I can like run through the woods or something, or like, I don't know, you know. And so like, as I move to the right, he's still moving at, like, looking at us, but moving to the opposite side, moving to the left, just moving backwards, backwards, backwards. And there's an electrical unit right there, those big gray ones, and he just walks behind that and disappears into the woods. And we didn't see like anything after that. And like, so we get back there, and the weirdest part was our singer and bass player were still in the car, and they had one of the windows was down, and they were staring where the light was. They said they did not see a guy standing there at all. They didn't hear any sound, and the sound was super loud, you know. It's like, and the light is so loud, it's so flashing, it's like you can't miss it, you know. And it's like they didn't hear or see anything. And so we were just like, oh crap, we gotta get out of here. And so we just like hauled ass out of there.
Welcome to the haunted Hoosier Tunnel.
We actually went back there another time, and it was like, it was sort of misty when we got out. Same thing, lots of foxes just by the Hoosier Tunnel, and like lots of fireflies again. They stop at the light, so we get out and start walking again. And right when we get to the black part where the light cuts off again, and like, all you can hear is the electrical unit, all of a sudden a storm just flies in right there, and it's like lightning striking everywhere, just like saying, hey, don't come in here, you know. So we're like, especially all the electrical units and stuff, because you can't, like, once you get to that point, like, you can't hear anything anymore, except for like, it sounds like people are walking around you.
That's a freaky place.
And there's like little rocks, and it seems like eyes are looking at you everywhere, and it's like, it's super freaky. So like, right when the lightning started going off, we turned around again. So we haven't even been able to go in. Every time we've gone there, it's like, as soon as we get to that point, it's like something happens that says, you can't come in here.
It's crazy. I from what I remember, it's like 128 people died in that, making that tunnel.
And around a little less than 200 died since then.
It's crazy. So. But, all right, I appreciate you telling your story.
I hope I wasn't mumbling too much.
No, not at all.
That's
I said 200 people have died there since, really?
No, it was since they started building it. I believe it was 128 in the center of it. I think the center shaft or something collapsed at one time or something. Something happened. There's like 128 of the workers that died in there all.
And then there's a separate 200?
No, he's got his figures a little wrong. Oh. I think it's 128 the total, I believe.
Because you said on the recording, you say
I said 128
people have died there. 200. He said, and 200 have died since then. Because he said 128 too, though.
I don't believe it.
I don't either.
But anyways. For anyone,
I do believe
here in the northeast area doesn't know where the Hoosick Tunnel is. It's a 5-mile-long train tunnel, which extends from North Adams, Massachusetts, to Florida, Mass. And this was the Florida, Mass. Exit, or whatever you want to call it, end of it, that these guys were at.
Yeah,
where there's the great big huge no trespassing sign that everybody ignores.
I want to go in it.
So we can't condone anyone going there and looking at it. But if you want to see something about it, you go check out season 1, episode 4 of what's the show with Zach? Boy, I'm having brain cramp right at the moment here. Anyways, I'll think of it in a minute. One with Zach and all them. We got Al on the phone here. So hit the hold button. What's the show with Zach and all them? What's the name of that show? Yeah. What's the name of the show with Zach and everything?
Ghost Adventure.
There. See? I couldn't remember that for nothing. Well, we got somebody ringing on the phone here. Hello, you're on Haunted America Radio. I bet you're going to tell me the name of that show.
Yes, I am.
I couldn't think of that for nothing. Who's this?
Who do you think it is? You can't recognize the voice?
Oh, you. Okay.
I watch it all the time.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right. We got our lovely guest here waiting on hold, so we're going to bring her in here.
That wasn't on there, was it? Oh, really? Who was that?
You don't know, do you? Anyways, hello, Jem. Are you there?
I am. How are you?
I am doing good. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
It's been like, what, almost a year since I've talked to you.
Yeah, it has been quite some time. Can you guys, first of all, are we on air yet?
Yes, you are.
Okay, great. Fabulous.
Actually, I'm due for a commercial break here.
So, I need a smoke.
So let me get these commercials out of the way, and then we'll come back. We'll come back with you here in a minute. So hold on.
All right.
We are back here on Haunted America Radio, and we are so happy to have our special guest, Gemini Rose, on the phone with us. I haven't really talked to you all that much since you were my special co-host way back, I don't know when that was, May or something, I don't even know, but
yeah,
it's been a long time.
April, over a year ago, I think. It has been quite some time. Well, I'm super excited to be back with you on air, and thanks. Yeah, thanks for the invite and for having me.
And well, you've got to answer a question for me, because when you were on the show last time, I mentioned you were a teacher, and I felt so bad because I kind of outed you on the radio. Because no one
had, remember.
Yeah, I remember too, because I felt so bad because you're like, nobody knows that, you know?
Real nice.
And
Real nice.
Well, I need
Take me right out of the psychic closet.
Yeah, well, he's good at blowing stuff up.
Well, I need to get part two to that story, because it wasn't long after that you left Florida.
He just pulls that pin.
So I was wondering if one had anything to
do
with the
pin,
other.
Drops the grenade and walks away.
No, they didn't. I left Florida to go to New York to get some work done and meet a lot of wonderful people, because I was kind of intuitively led up there, and I felt like God was saying, hey, you need to go up there and do what you have to do, and I did. And then I went back to Florida, and I took up teaching again, and I got really brave this time, because I taught ninth grade language arts.
Nice.
And not only did I take on a bunch of ninth graders, but I took them on in the middle of the year after they'd already been through sub after sub, and they were used to doing a bunch of nothing. So I got really gutsy, and I got in there, and I whipped them into shape. So, no, it had nothing to do with you.
Okay,
because
I was kind of feeling guilty when you told me that, well, you know, kind of like being a teacher and a psychic don't go together, especially when the school board finds out. And then it was like right after that you weren't a teacher anymore.
I know. Well, you know what? Thank you. Mixed blessings, right? God works in mysterious ways, because you kind of gave me that little kick. And so that's what I needed, because I wasn't going to be doing it too much longer anyhow. And now I get to teach, but I get to be a different kind of teacher. So it's very exciting.
So now are you, do you give any psychic type classes to anyone? Do you teach any of that stuff?
I look forward to doing that in the future. I was asked to do that at the Waniwok Spiritualist Camp in Wisconsin, and to give like a tarot workshop there. And I'm going to be doing a lot of that in the future. I have caught a glimpse of my own future, and I'm looking forward to it. One of my favorite things I've found is when people come to me and yeah, they want a reading, but really they want to know how to open up and how to get in touch with their inner divinity, if that's what you want to call it. And, you know, how do I do this? And those are my favorite sessions, because I get to kind of help people realize where their strengths are and where they need more work and where they can open up. So I really enjoy teaching in regards to spirituality and how to create the life that you want, and just to give people positive direction and the tools to make themselves happy. And so I look forward to doing that more in the future.
I would think there's two kinds of people that come to you for that. The ones that are truly spiritual, and the other ones that are just cheap and don't want to pay you for a reading, would rather do it themselves.
Wow. Beauty.
Well,
What a
Sorry,
beauty.
But they still pay me for the session unless we're in church or something.
Well,
so.
Well, yeah, but if you look at it over the long run, it's a good
You're
investment.
Right.
You come out ahead.
You're right. And hey, if I can arm them with the tools to open up and to get their own answers, then so be it.
Rock.
That's totally okay
on.
With me.
It clears your head a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I figure, well, there are lots more people out there that need some help and guidance, so just one less lost soul is all right.
Yeah, really, you get that one little voice, you know, out of your head, you know, and it clears things out a little bit.
Yeah.
So since my son's here and he doesn't really know that much about you, why don't we just start, tell us about you. Give us your life history in 9 minutes or less.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, I don't think I'll take 9 minutes. I might start yammering on and you might have to stop me. Well, I am a psychic medium. I really like the term medium better than psychic because I feel like there's a lot of negative stigma attached to psychic. And so I am working very, very hard to break that, to show people that I'm just like everyone else and I'm not... you don't have to be scared to come and visit me, that
right.
kind of thing. But basically, I am a person who's on a mission to positively impact as many people as I can. And I started this path 10 years ago. I got, you know, growing up, I knew I got little intuitive hunches about things as a kid, and I would think about something, and then it would happen. And for a long time, I thought I was making it happen because I was thinking of it. And then I realized, as an adult, in retrospect, that that's not the case. I was just having precognitive flash that this was going to happen. Hmm. And so I grew up in a really religious family. But in my family, everyone talked to God, and we all got answers. You know, so we could pray and get information or whatever, and that was just normal.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's where my spiritual grounding came from. But about 10 years ago, I started to realize that there's more to it, and the religious structure I was used to didn't really accept, or at the time I didn't know that they accepted people like me who could get stuff about the future. I was always told, oh, that's bad, or you're not supposed to do that. That's playing with the devil, and, you know.
Yeah, the whole don't read horoscopes thing and all that.
Yeah, exactly. And so I went on a journey of self-discovery to figure out how all of this works. And I had this insatiable hunger to learn as much as I possibly could. I read every book I could get my hands on about astrology or numerology because I was looking for answers. And when I saw psychic medium John Edward on TV way back when, I said, I am supposed to do that. That's what I'm supposed to do. And I just said, this is what I'm going to do, and I know this is what I am being called to. And I worked on opening myself up and teaching myself and learning, and I meditated and I read and I talked to people, and it was just a constant a growth constantly. I was never ever satisfied because I had to know more.
Mm-hmm.
And then just about a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, I got the message that it was time to go into business for myself and reach out kind of through the internet to more people. And I laugh that I grew up psychically on the internet because I would go to online forums and chat with people there about what I was experiencing and mm-hmm. give them advice, and they gave me advice. And I learned to do readings.
Did you find any others like you on there?
Yes. Yeah, I did.
Any of you become friends?
Yeah.
Cool.
That is where I found a network of people who understood me and could support me. And I learned to do readings just in message boards. People would leave a message on the bulletin board about, like, this is what's going on, and we go in there and just give our intuitive impressions.
Cool.
And I found, hey, I have a knack for this. I'm actually
pretty
good.
I was wondering about that, if it was harder for you to do a reading, like, you know, since we're only over the phone or as you were saying online with your friends.
Yeah, no, I love that question. I got to tell you, I love doing email readings. People just, they send me their name, and I tell them anything and everything that I get about their lives.
Wow.
And I don't like to read for friends.
So you can do that just by a name?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, there's more to it. It's picking up on the energy
of that
person. Well, thanks. It's pretty cool.
Now, I had another question. Do you still have the same idea of God as you did when you were a kid? Did you just, like, abandon the religion type part of it?
Oh, well, now you're the psychic, because you're picking up on the parts of the story that I kind of left out. Look who's intuitive on his own. You know, growing up in the religious aspect, that was what I learned. But I always felt that there was more. And I did have, I've told the story before.
I think that's the whole point, is that that certain religion added more.
It did. That's where I started. And then when I learned to find out who I was, and I thought, oh, well, my religion doesn't want me. So I kind of started studying alternative paths. I learned about earth-based religions, and I took what I liked from those, and then it's kind of like I came full circle, and now I'm finding that, okay, not everyone in my religion rejects, you know, what we can do. It's like I came full circle, and now I've learned to integrate. So I do have most of the same concepts of God that everybody does. God is love, and it's the driving force that carries me through life, and just spreading that to other people. But as far as some of the other parts of the religion, I maybe don't, you know, don't hold those.
Yeah,
as well.
I agree.
So yeah, it's all about self-discovery and finding who you are and your own personal path. Like, spirituality is really, really an intimate relationship between you and the divine. And it is, I'm sorry, but I personally feel that it's very different for different people, and people find God in different ways. And I think that's what makes everything fantastically interesting all at the same time.
It's what I've always said, is that you can sit anywhere and talk to God one-on-one. You don't need the middleman.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at organized religion more like a club, like the
it's a way to prop
the VFW. Well, some people do, but I see it more as a social club, you know, where you gather with like-minded
people. Yeah,
now
it is. Now it began as like they wanted to keep that stranglehold on.
Well,
you know,
way
the
back
pathway
when
to
was,
Christ.
Way back when it was a power trip.
Yeah,
church was political. Yeah, but yeah,
I think Christians are Catholics that just figured that out. We don't need these four walls. We don't need this middleman.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we got about a minute till we have to go do the news, and then when we come back, maybe seeing Zal's got some psychic ability over there, and he's figuring out what's in your mind. Maybe
go first.
Maybe you can figure out what's in his.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, but you might be longer. We'll do you first.
All right, sweet. I don't
That's all right.
I'll happily take a reading because I've been giving. Yeah, so bring me a message. I'd love to have one. Sit back, relax, and get a reading.
Well, you should have seen the look he just gave me. Oh, man. You don't think your psychic abilities are up to par there?
No.
That's one of the classes you haven't taken.
That's why
yet.
You should go first, so I can watch, and then maybe...
Oh, okay.
Maybe then I'll know what I'm doing.
What the heck was that?
I don't know.
Oh, we just heard a big...
it's a message from
big,
the guy
a
under
big
the
weird,
floor.
A big weird boom here.
From the
sounded
guy
like somebody slamming doors here, only there's nobody here.
I wouldn't be surprised. I told you that I'm doing this show from a very old spiritualist chapel. Okay.
So we're sitting here talking about religion, and you're sitting in a chapel calling on the phone.
Yep.
Okay.
That's awesome.
All right. Maybe that explains some of it. all right. We got to go to the news here at the top of the hour. We'll be right back in about 3 minutes with our special guest, Gemini Rose. So do not go away.
This is Haunted America Radio with your host, Al Shepard Sr. and Al Shepard Jr. on 1370 AM WBTN. To discuss tonight's topics, please give us a call at 802-442-1010. That's 802-442-1010. And now, Haunted America Radio with Al and Al.
And we are back with Haunted America Radio. And as the I had Mr. Dave Nutter, who's Dad from Dad and Brad, did the show intro for us, and I had him do that. So in case you forget the first name of one of us, maybe you'll remember the first name of the other. So, that, you know, tries to make it easy for people. You know, who's the guys on them show? I don't know one of them, but I know one of them's named Al. So it's easier for people that way. Just like it's easy to remember Jim, who is our special guest.
Yeah.
Who has her dinner sitting in front of her, and she's drooling all over it because she can't eat it.
I wish I had dinner sitting in front of me right now. So rock on.
So
yeah, you guys make me sound so sound so spooky with your intro, like, ooh, haunted psychic medium.
We are spooky.
Yes, indeed.
If you've spent any time with us at all, you know, people leave and they go, man, them two were, no, actually,
yeah, I've got
creepy is the word they use when they walk away from
taxidermy,
us.
I've got a taxidermy collection of about 3,000 figures. I love the chimp.
Yeah, it's not,
we're
it's
pretty
not spooky.
Spooky.
It's creepy is what they say when they walk away. They go, them guys are creepy.
Yeah, there's creepy Al and Al.
And it's usually women that say that. I don't understand why.
He mumbles. Talks to himself.
Whatever.
He stinks.
You guys are so full of it.
Anyways. All right. I'm going to put you to work. The last time I had you on the show, I asked you the same exact question, and I'm going to ask it again this time, since it's about a year later.
Okay.
You know that I'm into like 100 different things in my life between...
Yes.
Three different radio shows and home-based business and my other job and my regular job and this and that and that and that. I think I asked you, how did I ask you last year? If I was heading down the right path or which path I'm supposed to be concentrating on. So maybe now that it's a year later, maybe you can pinpoint if I am going in the right direction or if I'm still just spinning my wheels and going in circles.
Okay, no, well, let me ask you this. Let me turn this right back around on you, because I'm sorry, but this is common sense here, Al.
It is?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Aren't you a lot further in success than you were a year ago?
Nodding according to my bank account.
Well, personal success.
Your foot's in the door.
You have started many new endeavors, from my understanding, that are going quite well for you. And I feel like absolutely you're on the right path. And
what I have got is multiple endeavors that are all on the verge. And they've been sitting on the verge for a while now. They just don't seem to be falling over the edge.
You got to think about it one mindfully.
Yeah.
Seriously, one mindfully.
Hey, I spend 80 hours a week on one in particular.
Just do some exercises.
Elaborate on that, because
no,
I think
he's not open to it.
The same advice I was going to give Al.
Are you?
Junior, go ahead and elaborate.
No, you can elaborate.
Well, pay attention to what you said, Al, Big Al, Senior. What you just said was this. You said, boy, here I am, I've got all these different things, and they're on the verge, but they've been on the verge, and they stay on the verge, and basically you can't seem to make them go further. Did I understand you correctly?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what I would like for you to consider for a moment. There's that thing, you said that you like The Secret, which is a documentary and the book for your listeners that aren't who don't know what we're talking about the laws of manifestation and about the law of attraction, and being that you, whatever you think and believe and speak and feel, those things create your reality and they create your future.
Yeah, my girlfriend wants to see it. She really...
I can see this already. You're turning my own words against me.
Yes, I am. Yeah. But, oh, dear, it is only in a lesson. You know, it's all out of love. Here, you're going to learn something, okay? Because it's so simple. People make this really difficult, and it's, you know, it sounds difficult until you start to do it and try it, and you're like, wait a minute, that really does work. So I believe that it's Neil Donald Walsh that says, God says yes. So imagine that the universe or God or whatever you decide to call this higher power, imagine that God says yes to everything that you say and think and feel and believe. So you say, my business is just on the verge, but I can't get it to go forward. The universe says, okay, business, it's on the verge. Can't get it to go forward. Okay, Al, here you go. Your business is still on the verge, and you still can't get it to go forward. You have to understand the universe doesn't discern in whether it's good for us or bad for us. It's just, this is what we create. It's like going to a restaurant and ordering something up, and then they go make it. The chefs don't know if you like it or not. You may hate steak, but you order it. So you're going to get what you ordered, hopefully. And so if you say, gosh, like the bills keep piling up and my bank account is getting lower, I'm never going to be able to get out of this debt. The universe says, okay, bills pile up, bank account gets lower, can't get out of debt. Here you go, Al. Here's what you ordered. So you have to rearrange how you're thinking about that and start saying, man, my business is booming. I am creating the most amazing opportunities. Everything is about to blow up. I can feel it. That, then the universe or God says, oh, new opportunities. Here you go. It's, I know it sounds kind of metaphysical, but give it a try. It really does work.
You know how many times I've told that to other people?
And not followed your own advice probably as many times as I have. But as long as we learn, that is all that matters.
Yep, because my whole Send Out Cards team, I'm telling them that constantly.
That's how I feel.
And sometimes I forget to practice what I preach. So
yeah.
Well, we all do. I forget it all the time, and I'm very fortunate to have good friends who remind me, or I'll catch myself and then go, ah, okay, I can apply these same things to my own life, and I am. I'm doing a lot right now. I'm being very cognizant and aware, and it's working for me. So I'm, like, excited to spread the word. Try it. It really works.
Now, you also last time, how did this start now? I don't even know how we got on the subject, but I was asking you what you saw around me or who you saw around me or something or other.
About grandma?
And you, no, that's not that one. And you had certain individuals that were helping me along my path here. I'm just wondering who you see helping me along at the moment. If curious to see if it's the same people.
I still feel it to be your father.
Okay.
Because you're doing the kind of stuff he liked.
You did tell me last year that it was all these harebrained ideas I was coming up with were his.
Did I? Yeah. I don't know. I got to tell you that I can't even remember, like, what I told people today.
Yeah, I'm
but
sure.
But I do remember your dad coming through because I guess it was on a radio show. But I have to unplug and forget because if I keep it all, I will go crazy.
Yep.
And my job is to show that people like me aren't crazy, and so I'm really trying to maintain.
I actually, now that I think of it, a month or so ago, I sent you a question that I wanted you to ask someone for me. Did you ever get anywhere with that?
Why are you putting me on the spot on air?
I'm just.
I didn't sit down and get the information.
Okay, I'll just ask
it. No. I'm going to put this back on you because I sent you an email and said, oh, by the way, is this what it is that you're asking? And I never heard hide nor hair, so I figured you just got your answer.
No, I don't remember getting the last email from you, actually. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Well, that wasn't a big deal. It just happened to pop in my mind that I sent you and had you ask someone a question for me, and I never Mm-hmm. And I didn't get an answer, and I actually forgot all about it till just now. So,
well, I guess it wasn't that important.
I guess not. So, I'm trying to think. Last time you were on, I asked you.
Okay, I guess since you guys are bringing up the whole reading thing, I am getting a message for Al Jr. Can I do that now?
Sure.
Okay. Al, I'm not going to pick on you and I won't get personal or anything like that, but I am being told to tell you that you are not using your business savvy know-how to the best of your ability right now. Like, they make me feel like you, business-minded, you would be very good with the management, the organization, the planning of things, and the taking this and making it happen. You don't have to always be just be behind the scenes. You can make it happen, too. And they're just telling me right now, you've got a lot of potential, and you're just dragging your feet. Please quit dragging your feet, because you're meant to have your hands in all kinds of, opportunity. Like, I feel lots of opportunity coming your way. And they also bring up the fact that you fear it. Like, there is part of you that fears success, and I believe that intuitively you know that you'll be very successful, and that kind of freaks you out a little bit. And I want you to take more of your business know-how, and I want you to put it to work, because you will go really far. Do you understand? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. You were talking to Junior, right?
I was talking to Junior.
Do you know who this person is?
No, I'm just in my, yeah, my guys, okay. This is just what I'm feeling. This is the flow that I'm getting.
Okay.
This is just a general spirit guide.
Yeah, it's just like
slapping you side your head.
Okay.
So take it for what you will,
yeah.
But
no, thank you.
Go after that. Go after it. Like, I just have this feeling like you're not going after what you want as passionately, and as just go do it, okay? And I'll leave you alone.
He comes up with ideas, but they don't seem to get in motion.
Yeah, because we're dragging our feet, and it's such a shame because he's so intelligent, and we've got the know-how. Like, you've got every component you need to be successful, to make it work, to just do it. Just do it. Be like Nike. Just do it. Quit dragging your feet.
Quit dragging your Nike feet.
You're silly.
I'm not ragging on you.
I know.
That's why I like just sitting and chatting with you.
Yeah, I'd be an idiot not to expect to get...
As we're chatting and we go down certain paths, and then all of a sudden things come to you that I think is kind of cool, you know, that...
Yeah, because I got to be honest, I was thinking, I'm not gonna do the readings because I did so many this weekend, but I did say a lot, all right, God, well, if you've got anything that they need to know, send me the message and I'll pass it along. So that's kind of how I left it open-ended. If it's meant to be, it will, and if it's not, then I'll, you know, whatever.
There you go.
But I always trust that what needs to be heard is what comes through me, and then I will let it go.
Are you...
do you have anything more... Like, do you get anything more specific?
What do you want, a whole roadmap?
No, I mean, because there's a few things that I've got going on that, you know, that I'm splitting my time up.
So you're not sure which one you're supposed to be going down?
No.
I feel this to be the one that really is more, I want to use the word even, like, marketing, business. The one that, if we were to take you and put you in college and pick a path for you, it would be like business, studying business. Like, I feel that this is marketing, sales, like pushing forward, but there's an element of creativity. You know, I'm really glad that you're doing the radio as well. Like, it's good for you. It lets you be creative, because whereas before I don't feel like you had that creative outlet, and now you've got something that lets you explore who you are and who you want to be, and it's really positive. I feel that this to be a very positive thing for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. If you want to ask me, if you want to ask me your question specifically, unless I just answered it.
No, that's fine. We still got time.
He's got to think. Don't worry. He'll come up with something.
All right.
Yeah, I just I'm intrigued with your abilities, for one thing. So
yeah.
It's I can't help but ask you things, you know.
Go ahead.
So how old were you when you first figured out what you had maybe wasn't quite normal?
Well, like I said before, when I was, you know, when I was a kid, just things would come to me, and I, you know, even being 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, I prayed a lot. But it wasn't like it was a very casual kind of relationship. It wasn't like
like a conversation.
Yes, that's exactly it. I had a really good, open relationship with God. And, I think when I was like 16 or 17, I had a vision. Honestly, I always say my best inspiration comes in the shower. When I was in college and had to write papers, even if I just had a shower, I'd run and take another shower so that I could figure out what it is that I needed to do. But I suddenly had a vision of someone that I loved in a car accident, and I didn't know who it was at the time, but I just started praying and said, please protect this person, make them okay, make them okay, make them okay. And about 20 minutes later, I got out and I placed a phone call to my boyfriend and found out that he had just been in a car accident, and he just wrapped his car around a tree and the doctor said they have no idea how he came out unscathed, because he probably should have passed in the accident the way they wrapped the car. And so, you know, things like that would happen, but I guess I'm 30 now, and when I was 20, I started to really open up and say, there's more to this than what I know, and I'm a Gemini, true Gemini by nature. And so I just had to learn and figure it out and experience, and it has been one heck of a ride, but I am so excited about the rest of my life. So yeah, as a kid, I got the signs, and I learned to follow the signs, and it makes everything so much more fantastically interesting.
So do Geminis normally talk to themselves anyways?
I think all women talk to themselves. I think all women talk to themselves.
Yeah, that's like the running joke with mediums. Like, we always hear voices in our head.
Now we had a guest. We had a guest on the show a few weeks back that I'm trying to think of the whole context of the conversation, but I remember him saying, you remember, Al, there's no such thing as mediums?
Yeah, yeah. He was full of it. I don't remember who he was. But.
And, basically he believed in psychics, but he said there was no such thing as a medium. That basically, no matter what the message is, it's coming out of the universe. It's not coming from a specific person.
Well, and you know what? Let me play devil's advocate for a second, and I could say that I could see how someone could believe that. You know, if you look at psychism from a scientific perspective, but if we also know that energy is neither created nor destroyed, then when we leave our bodies, we don't go anywhere. But I would say to a person like that, you know what? I understand how you feel, and I can totally see how you feel that way, except that I guess when you are the medium and when you get the information, you just know. I mean, I know because I've experienced it, so I don't hold it against anyone else who hasn't experienced it yet.
Well, actually, this was coming from a gentleman who bills himself as a psychic.
Oh. Hmm. Well.
I think, but
which is why I remember it,
yeah.
Because it caught me off guard.
Yeah, his idea of a medium, though, was someone that sits there and all of a sudden
pukes ectoplasm out of their mouth.
Yeah, and has the actual spirit come into him and, hi, I am Fred, you know, whoever.
Maybe for the sake of your listeners, then we should kind of clarify.
Yeah, clarify the difference here.
Okay. Well, psychic being a person who exactly gets information using their own sixth sense, whether it's through...
It's like they're stronger than mediums. They're better. They don't need the ghost actually coming into them to say something, because the psychic can say it themselves.
I don't know. I think we ought to get together some type of a UFC cage match. Psychic versus medium.
Well, but here's the thing. Honestly, most people are at least a little bit of both. okay? Because you don't, as a medium, you don't always just get messages from those who have crossed over. Sometimes people, I mean, they claim to work with ascended masters or, you know, just the God force itself. And a psychic being someone who just claims right, that they're not talking to any energy outside themselves, they get all the information themselves. But I got to tell you, when I feel the energy in a room shift and I know that somebody else is there and then suddenly the words are coming from outside of me being told to me, that is different. So exactly what happened on air just a minute ago, Alan Jr., when you were asking me, okay, well, who told you that? And I was just saying, well, this is really just like the flow that I'm getting, what I'm picking up on. That wasn't one of your relatives coming to me saying this. I was just feeling it intuitively.
So let me see if I can clarify it this way. A psychic voice, or whatever you want to call it, seems to be from inside of your head, where a medium type spirit voice is like more coming in your ears from outside?
Yes.
Okay.
Well that gets a little more complicated.
Yeah, that's the way I was basic. That's the way I was kind of interpreting it is one thing it's just, you know, a voice in your mind, but another one that's almost like
that's
physically coming in your ear, like someone whispering in your ear, you know?
Right. I have learned to discern the difference between my own self-talk, what I'm saying inside my mind myself, versus what spirit gives me. It feels, there's so much more to it. It feels different.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice when I was talking, when I get what I call the flow, I'll start to talk really fast, and it's because of the energy involved. So I can also tell if I'm getting information from outside based on the energy. So there's...
Okay.
It's a little...
Well, you said that there was... Well, you said to me, Junior, that it wasn't from anyone specific. But do you see anyone specific at all around me, though? Is there anyone that clings or likes to visit me?
Go ahead. Your grandfather, like I hear, he's this, you know, the same guy that's around the two of you. You know what? I would like to give you a more in-depth reading, but I have a feeling that it will get quite personal.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I have a feeling that you don't want me to do that on air.
On the air, yeah. Okay.
Okay? Because you're actually, Al Sr. stopped me last year when I do remember, yeah, when your dad came through and passed the message. And then you're like, okay, well, let's kind of like finish this later. Thank you. So I don't want to get too personal, but I definitely don't mind giving you a reading. I would love to.
Okay, well, maybe we can do that when we get off the air here real quick or something. I got to take a commercial break here right now and pay some bills. So we'll take a break here, and you can take 3 minutes of eating your dinner before it gets totally cold.
It's up to her. We don't have to do it in a second. We can do it later.
All right. We'll be right back with Gemini Rose here on Haunted America Radio.
And now, back to Haunted America Radio with Al and Al.
There. Turn the mics on, my work. Nothing like a little dark halo to wake you up on a Sunday night. This is Haunted America Radio with Al and Al. Special guest, psychic medium Gemini Rose, who, didn't you just say a little while ago you'd rather concentrate on the medium part? Was that what you said? Yeah. Or be known as the medium instead?
No. Yeah, only because of the negative stigma attached to the word psychic. But no, I use both terms because people know what a psychic medium is. So I'll just work hard to try to break that. And I know lots of people out there that are working on trying to add legitimacy to the title. And so I'll throw in my little contribution too.
All right, now I remember the last time you were on,
mm-hmm.
you said, how did you put it? You can be a psychic without being a medium, but you can't be a medium without being a psychic.
Yeah.
For our new listeners here on WBTN who didn't get to hear that, why don't you explain that a little bit?
Good grief, Al. If I know that you're going to keep everything that I say on such...
Hey, and I didn't review it either. This is just, I'm just going from memory here.
Man.
I can't remember what I did last week, but that 2 hours we did the show together, see, now you made an impression on me. I remembered all this stuff.
Awesome. Well, good, then my work was done.
Yes.
So, okay. Now, I said that you can be a psychic without being a medium, but you cannot be a medium without being a psychic. Is that what I said?
Correct? I believe it was you that said it.
I, you know what?
If you don't agree with it, then obviously it wasn't you.
No, it was me. I remember. Yeah, that sounds like me. And I know why I would say that, because like the gentleman who you said you had on recently who doesn't believe in mediums, he's getting information just from his own psychic senses. He's tapping into the collective unconscious. And he's bringing that information out and using it, and hopefully using it in a positive way. So yes, you know, I guess not all psychics would claim to talk to spiritual energies that have crossed over. However, let me say that I am not afraid to admit that I am constantly learning and constantly evolving. And I have grown a lot, even in the last year, and I would say that there are probably... more people out there, again, using a little bit of both. So that just reminds me, like, even how much I've grown in the last year's time. And just when you think you've got it all figured out, you find out that there's so much more you didn't know.
Now, you've recently hooked up with a paranormal group in Florida. You're kind of their team psychic now, right?
Yeah, yep, their team psychic medium.
So how's that experience now, going into haunted houses and things?
Oh, well, I got it. Being a Gemini, I like to be really eclectic, and I do pride myself on trying to make my education well-rounded. Apollo Paranormal Investigations is based out of Apollo Beach, Florida, and I have to say that they are an incredible group of people, first and foremost, and they're very, very professional. And they've been around, I guess, 3 years and done 50 solid investigations. But they've built a very good repertoire or resume, if you would. With them, I had the privilege of going in and investigating the Ringling Museum, the John Ringling home. And that was really, really cool. Yes, I do. I would say there's absolutely energy there. The spirits of the Ringlings are there. I do not believe they're earthbound and that they're haunting the place. I just believe that they love their home and they like to visit it. So, yeah, I'm getting to go to all of these really great places. I did Fantasy of Flight there. I went and investigated. And the Stanford Inn, I don't know if you guys know, that's the... Do you remember the movie My Girl with Dan Aykroyd and Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, the creepy house there that they had the morgue in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so when I remember being little and watching that movie and being just kind of infatuated with the house. Well, I guess the reason being that when I grow up,
you were going to end up there.
I was going to go and investigate there, and actually we're going to be doing tours there in Bartow, Florida with the Stanford Inn, and I've started doing readings from the Stanford Inn, so it's great because I get to go in from an investigative side also, but I like being the medium and giving my impressions on a place, and I don't like to know any of the background when I go, and I just tell them this is what I get, and it helps. They say that it helps to bring... It's like I'm like another tool, basically. They look at me as another K2 or EVP recorder. You know, it's the medium. And then they take all of the evidence and put it together to formulate a full picture.
Yeah, it kind of gives them an idea of where to concentrate their cameras, their equipment, things like that. Because, you know,
exactly.
Generally it's hard to cover a whole house, you know. No matter where you put the stuff, it seems like it always happens someplace else. So
yeah,
you can help narrow down the hot spots. I can see where that would be Very useful.
I do. And what's cool is when we get EVPs that correlate with what the other members are saying or what I'm picking up on or what we're thinking, and then we get the answer. They have, you should have them on the show actually sometime. They have a lot of really, really good evidence. Like in the Stanford Inn, the people that stay say that they hear parties downstairs all the time, always hearing a party, and then they get up and go down there and nobody's partying. It's the middle of the night. And API has an EVP of that they left in the bar, and we all went to dinner. You know, everybody left the home, so there was no one there, went to dinner, and get back, and when they review the evidence, they have, you know, the tinkling of glasses hitting each other and people laughing, and it just sounds like they're having a grand old time. So they've got some really great evidence, Al. I think
sounds
you enjoy
awesome.
Picking their brains and going through their collection.
Definitely.
And they would share.
What I found, though, is unless it's a really good Class A EVP, mm-hmm. it doesn't come through the radio well at all. And that's the only problem, because I've got some that I've tried to play on here. And even though they sound pretty clear here, coming out the other end of the radio, it's hard to distinguish what they're even saying. So
that's
the only problem with that. Someone told me once that
we could still have them on. They could just send us a copy. We could listen to them all ourselves.
Yeah,
and
just go
nan
to the listening audience.
Oh, we can direct them to a website or something.
Yeah, we could post them on a server or something. Spirits that are earthbound versus spirits that have crossed over, they sound differently to you?
They feel differently to me.
Okay.
Being,
I mean, there's a way you can distinguish one from the other.
Yes, being that I'm not a scientist, but I'll describe this the best way that I can. Being that we're all made of energy and we all vibrate the energy, we have vibrates at different rates, and someone who is crossed over that's just coming back from the other side to give a message or whatever, they feel very fast and light to me. And so when information comes from them, I typically start to speed up because I speed up my energy and they lower theirs a little bit, and we can meet somewhere in the middle. And the information comes through very light, very quickly. Typically, to me anyway, from my personal experience, an energy that is earthbound, you can feel the difference, just doesn't feel like it vibrates as quickly. We heavier, just like a heavier feeling. And they feel more to me like if somebody's going to walk up next to you in the grocery store, you know, when you're standing there trying to pick something out. Well, maybe this isn't a good analogy for you guys, but anyway.
Yeah, us guys don't get hit on in the grocery store like you women do.
Okay, you know when you're in the hardware store and you're trying to decide which hammer you should buy,
yeah.
And suddenly you feel like somebody walks up right behind
the
you.
The salesman is standing there waiting for you to pocket something.
Exactly. Yeah. You can feel that hovering kind of feel. Well, it feels the same to me. It feels very similar. And, you know, if you think about it scientifically, that would make sense. If they haven't gone to the other side and they're stuck in the earth realm, it makes sense to me that they would vibrate at that slower rate. So I'm just rationalizing it that way in my mind, but that's how they feel to me, is they feel more like a human walking up next to you, but I can, you know, you can usually tell
that's really interesting.
Yeah, because I've said it here plenty of times that I'm not so much interested in haunted houses and earthbound spirits as I am. I want to speak to the ones that have already crossed over.
Yeah.
That can tell me what it's like over there.
That's
what
I was
going to
ask.
Like,
I was going to ask.
What goes on there. I think that's why Sarah Estep's book, The Voices of Eternity, just intrigued me so much. I mean, spent 20 years just chatting with various people on the other side that were telling her everyday, day-to-day stuff about what went on over there and who was there and all kinds of things like that. And that's just intrigued the heck out of me. So,
yeah, I was going to ask you a question. You said I could ask a question if I came up with one. Do you see any of my Like, I had two different best friends die. Like,
no, 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 don't tell me. Don't tell me any, I don't want to know any information, so when we do your reading and it comes through, that way...
Okay, yeah.
Since you're kind of skeptical, which is fine, but that way I don't want to know anything. That way you'll know that I'm getting it legitimately, and you won't have to worry, like, did I tell her that already?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yep, I don't want to know.
Keep it yourself.
Okay.
And I'll just spill out whatever's coming to
and,
when we do your reading.
Okay. And next week on the show, we'll have to see what kind of cool stuff you learned about yourself. I mean,
yeah,
to a certain point, you know, as much as you want to reveal, you know.
There's going to be a quiz later.
So, yeah, we got to keep the fans in suspense. So you got to wait till next week to find out what happened.
That's right. Tune in. And then I got to schedule in your reading sometime this week.
Speaking of next week, before I forget, medium. Now, she doesn't call herself a psychic. Medium, Laura Lee, will be on the show with us here. So, that's someone I've never met, so that's
what, next week?
That's going to be interesting. Yes, next week here on the show. It's 7 p.m. I don't think there's a ball game in the way next week. Anyways, I had a question in my head, and then it went right back out again. Are you, I know you host radio shows at various times. Are you hosting any now at the moment, or?
Well, my show, Spiritual Evolution Radio, You Little Psychic. it went on, I don't know, we went on break for a while because I got to be very busy in the traveling and all of that, but actually we are restarting with one of the co-founders of Apollo Paranormal Investigations, Lisa Dawn, and we have done one show together, a test run, and we had a blast. We had a great time, and so yes, the plan is when I return... for us to go full swing, forward motion with the show, and then take it up and out from there. So, but we have a great time on air.
Now, when and where is that? Can people catch that?
Well, spiritualevolutionradio.com is where you can go to check it out and listen to archived episodes. And time slot is still up in the air. Most likely Tuesdays, 8 to 9 p.m. somewhere in there. But you can check there or on my website for updates. Spiritualevolutionradio.com.
I know there's some people out there that do shows from their house, but they never seem to be on the same time 2 weeks in a row. It's like, oh, I got free time now. I'm going to go do a radio show.
Which is hard for a listener base.
Exactly. You know, they'll do a show on... Okay, last week it was Tuesday at 9, and this week I was on Wednesday at 7, and next week I'll be on Thursday at 10.
Yeah. And we'll be same time, same place.
Same bat channel.
That way people know what to expect, and hopefully they like you and want to come back, so they want to know where to go. Be like moving your coffee shop to a different location every week.
It's like I did the show for like 6 months or so on the internet with Josh, and then... personal things came up and everything. We had to go on hiatus for about 6 months, and then we came back and started here on WBTN. And I know I still haven't gotten all of the internet listeners over here yet. I'm not quite sure why, because I still advertise it over there. But it just doesn't seem the same or something.
Yeah, well, you know, internet radio, people... really like it, and it's so funny too because I don't really go listen to other internet radio shows because I think I don't want to do that, but I probably because I like creating them, so it's like I don't watch TV, so I guess down the road I'll just be helping to create what other people watch.
You know, that's what I'm finding too, is when I listen back to shows, I think personally as a host I suck, but I love the producing part. I love coming up with the ideas, laying out the show, lining up the guests, getting the show all ready, you know. And then at that point, hosting, it's almost anticlimactic.
Oh, yuck. I feel the total opposite. So here, you produce the show, and I'll host the show because you like to do all the stuff that I hate. We'd make a...
That's awesome.
down the road, we'd make a good team.
But definitely not
anytime soon.
Okay, yeah, we'll have to have the Geminal show.
Instead of
Gemini, the Geminal. And I'll produce, and you two can do the show.
Yeah, now that sounds like a great idea, because then I don't have to line up the guests or anything, and I can just show up and do what I do.
Yeah, I don't like to work either.
So let's do a test here before we go take our last commercial break. You're getting ready to go back on with your show. How many guests you got lined up so far?
I'm sorry?
You're getting ready to go off hiatus and get your show going full speed again. How many guests do you have lined up yet?
Oh, please, let me get to next week.
All right, I've got guests for this show booked through the third week of October already.
I know, you are so much better than I am.
See,
but,
okay.
He loves hearing it, too.
I didn't think the show was up and running yet. I said there are
You're rubbing his bald spot right now. He's loving it.
I'm sorry, a spirit just came in and interrupted me. No, I'm just kidding. One of the other camp members stopped into the chapel and got distracted. Sorry.
Okay. Well, we're going to take our last commercial break, and then we'll come back here and we'll finish up and maybe figure out how I'm going to be your producer or something.
Fabulous.
All right. We'll be back on Haunted America Radio in just a minute with Gemini Rose.
Proving you can not be quite sure exactly what you're doing and still sound cool, here's Al and Al.
And how true that is. Proving once again that any two monkeys can run a radio show, it's Al and Al.
Or a monkey and his son. His human son.
Okay.
Monkey kidnapped me.
We will get
Escaped
even.
From the zoo,
we
took
will,
me, ran
we will
into the
get
woods.
Even later. That's okay.
Dude, run!
You guys are
I tried.
All on your own. You don't even need
I tried, but he caught me.
I set up so you guys could entertain me.
Yeah. Yeah, we do that a lot. We're going to start our own video channel on the internet just to entertain people.
I told Naomi the other day, I'm getting more into politics. We should have a political show.
No.
Yeah.
No, that would put me in a negative mood all the time. It'd be stand-up comedy.
Well, we can mix the two.
Yeah. Well, sorry, Jem. Hey, we got a guest here.
I don't know about the pay. I'm just thinking politics and comedy. I don't know. It's worked for a lot of shows on TV.
It works in Washington every day.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Because the people currently in Washington can't be serious.
No, change the subject. We only have 10 more minutes to get through so that we don't get in trouble.
You only have 7, actually.
Okay.
All right, well, this is our guest, Gemini Rose, and she is enlightening us on everything and powers of the universe here. All right, so...
I've got a question.
That's a lot to tackle in an hour.
Gemini, do you believe that our spirits leave our body when we sleep? Does it go somewhere else so it's vacant? That's half of the question.
So astral travel is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is our body basically an empty body while we're sleeping?
Wow. Well, I have always believed that until you just posed the question to me like that.
Well, the second half of the question, what I'm wondering is that the most opportune time for something, say evil to come in?
We were discussing sleep hypnagogia and whether you can be possessed by demons while you're asleep. And he's heard that pretty much whenever you're asleep, your body's an empty shell because you're out
wandering
in the neighbor's house, peeking in the windows. And so your body's just kind of sitting there empty. An evil spirit can come along and just kind of take up residence.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Let me ask you this. How many times have you run across that happening in your day-to-day life?
What, Morris? What do you mean?
Evil spirits coming and taking over people's bodies while they're sleeping.
What do you mean him personally? Because it's going to be more often.
My guess would be that probably you haven't come across a whole lot of those cases just yet.
No.
Here's my my take on that would be that even if you're leaving your body, doing astral travel, you're going to, you know, pop and check on Aunt Martha, make sure she's okay or whatever, that you're still energetically connected to your body. So you're still partially there. It's not like you totally just leave it unattended. And so that your higher self...
And that's what I mean. Like if you wake up in the middle of it, it's like a battle. Like, almost. Like whatever is there, is, and you're returning, so it's... I don't know. It's weird. Like he said, I suffer from it, and I wake up and...
Well, I know Robert.
I feel
Monroe,
this evil
I think it was,
presence. It's there, and it's only about like 4 feet high. It's only, and it's black, and I always see it right when this stuff happens. I feel paralyzed, pins and needles all over my body. There's screaming in the background. There's all sorts of crazy stuff.
Really?
Yeah. And it happened about a good. It usually happens a few times a week. So I was just wondering.
This has been going on for a while, so yeah. That's why I actually trying to get the guys that made the movie Your Worst Nightmare, all about sleep hypnagogia, trying to get them on the show here, but I haven't been able to. So.
Well, okay, I guess quite simply, then. Goodness gracious, we should have had more than like 4 minutes to discuss this. But
well, he was just asking if you believe it.
Anything.
That's all.
Yeah.
If you believe it's a possibility.
I gotta say that. Well, I haven't. I learn all the time that I don't know everything. I have not experienced that. I've not met anyone to claim to have experienced that. I personally believe, of course, I'm constantly surrounding myself in the white light of love and God, and mm-hmm. I'm constantly protecting myself. And I do believe that we, you know, like attracts like, and so I haven't personally experienced that. But I have to believe that the universe has a safety net. And that we and our higher selves, we watch our body, you know, like we don't totally leave. So if it were that easy, then we would have a really, you know, messed up. Oh, I got to tread lightly.
Well, I think all the cases we probably have heard of, the whatever entity it was didn't fully succeed. It didn't get the body all to itself. Because,
yeah.
Like she's saying, it managed to get back to its own body, our spirit. So they're like.
The books I read from Robert Monroe and a couple other people said that even though you leave your body, there's like this umbilical cord.
Yeah, like she was just saying.
That connects you to.
But
you.
That's what I'm saying.
Once that cord is cut, that's basically, you know, once you die and that's the last time, poof, the cord is cut, you're gone.
Okay.
Let me just say then that this is out of my realm of expertise, and perhaps
that's why
we
were just
consult someone else.
We're just asking for your uninformed opinion.
Oh yeah, no, I wasn't really going to bring that up in the reading or anything.
Protected.
Yeah,
but yeah, honestly, I haven't even studied such things, so I couldn't give you an informed spiritual opinion on it because.
Well, that's why I had asked earlier, like, if you saw anything around me or someone, but like you said, you'll get to it in the reading, so I don't.
Yeah, I don't.
I
don't feel negative energies lurking around you.
Right.
I don't feel that from you. But yeah, we'll look at it more. But I don't feel that. I feel like energy, actually, what's around you now is very positive, and you should be using this positive push that the universe is trying to send your way to be going forward.
Yeah, well, that's coming off me because he's sitting right next to me.
Oh, that's just Dad kicking him in the butt. Okay.
Yeah.
That's that positive energy push.
All right, we got about a minute and a half, so
it didn't feel so positive.
I told you it's for your own good. Now get back down in the cellar.
Yeah. wow.
And don't come out. Okay. All right.
Till next week's show.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I'm gonna lock him away and let him out. I'll feed him like just before next week's show. Okay,
we all know who the talent is. So,
yeah, that's obviously not. Oh, okay. We got less than a minute here, so I want to thank you, Jem, for coming on the show with us.
Oh, we're not going late. We started late.
Well,
that's our own fault.
Yeah. Hey, I showed up when I was told to show up.
Yeah
you did.
If I were a real psychic, I would have shut up earlier, right?
Well, that's what I did to you last time. I said, you know, I just sat here silent and said, there, I'm thinking of a question. Now answer it. Okay, we got 30 seconds here. So I want to tell everyone to listen next week to Haunted America Radio with special guest medium Laura Lee. And next week will be regular time, 7 p.m., because we got no ball game in the way. So I guess that's about it here. Al, thanks for joining me. As usual.
Thank you for having me.
Jem, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I've had a blast. I enjoyed it.